Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff and Stuart with you. Stuart wrapping up a triple header of double dip action.
It feels weird being on over here now.
It does.
I've done like the last five shows. Well, this will be the sixth show in 3 days, and five of them I was there. And now it's just kind of weird.
I know. We're back to like how it used to be.
Yeah.
How it should be. Which means on a Friday, to start the show on a Friday, what we always do on a Friday.
Bring him on!
Bring him on! Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Happy Friday, Kitch. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you all doing?
We are doing just fine. I got to hit you with the Hammerhead Hot Topic today. Okay, the most embellished measurement in sports. Is it height or is it weight?
Oh, it's no question. It's height. I think that's the is this the Stu Schweigert measurements day? Is that what we're doing today?
Oh, we're taking them all.
I know
baby.
He likes his numbers.
Oh, he's obsessed with numbers. No, we've just noticed over the last like day or so that like Carson Edwards, what he was listed at for the Virginia game, and then what he's listed at the combine are totally different. David Blau lost an inch and 5 pounds from the Auburn game to being with the Cleveland Browns now. We're just trying to get this stuff figured out.
Well, I think it's definitely height. And, you know, the reason is a lot of times, and especially when you're in high school, you kind of just tell them what your height is. And a lot of people, they depends on if they measure with their shoes on or shoes off. I'm a big shoes on guy because you don't play any sport without shoes. So I think everybody should measure with their shoes on, but that's just me. But in high school, I was 6'8". You know, 190 pounds or whatever it was. And then in college, I was 6'6 and three quarters. So I somehow between high school and college, I lost like an inch and a quarter. But that was mostly all, you know, with shoes on and if I would have went, if I'd have had a chance at the pro day or anything like that, I may have measured at 6'6" since I had back surgery and I lost an inch with back surgery. So, I'm going the wrong way, fellas. I started out at 6'8", now I'm probably down to like 6'6".
Kelly, I gotta disagree with you. I understand your point of everyone wears shoes, but shoes are all different sizes, though, man. There's a variable there. When you have your shoes off, there's no variable. It is what it is.
Well, who cares? Does it make a player if he's 6'1" or 6 foot?
Well, I know.
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I was thinking that, but it only matters when it matters. I mean, if you're diving for that pylon and you're a quarter inch away, that quarter inch does matter.
Well, it does, but if you've got a 6'6" wingspan, who I think Carson Edwards has almost like a 6'7" wingspan or something. If you're diving for the pylon, it doesn't matter how tall you are from your head to your foot. It matters how long your arms are.
Well, no, and, no. What I'm saying, you know, what
so
I'm saying is,
that's a different one.
No, I say, but what I'm saying is, though, it doesn't. I mean, I'm just using the hands here, but I mean, in anywhere, people say, does that really matter? Does that quarter inch matter? And just like anything, it matters when it matters. When you're missing that ball to block it for the game-winning block by a quarter of an inch.
I think it's all. It's you can roll out on the outside of your foot. You can. I was at a combine not too long ago where guys were putting gel insults in their socks, you know, trying to get an extra quarter of an inch out of it.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
There's always people that are going to try to cheat it and different things. And so I think if you measure out with your shoes on or off around the same area, it doesn't matter. Honestly, your true height is with your shoes off. That's where you truly are, but. Honestly, for me, I could care less. I remember, you know, but this wingspan thing is kind of interesting that, you know, Carson's got like a 6'6" wingspan and I think a lot of people are taking more, stock into that than their actual height. A lot of things. Do you remember, Stu, we played with Bobby Wichiku?
Oh my God. Yeah. It was past his knees, his hands.
He could stand straight up and scratch his knees. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
The guy had the longest arms I've ever seen, and you know he used those in football. I mean, he could dive and grab somebody. He played linebacker, and you know he could be at 3 yards or 4 yards or 5 yards away, and he could trip him up just because his arms are so long. And I mean that's a difference maker when you have something like that. And, you know, he probably had over a, he was probably, what, 6'2" or 3" maybe, but I bet he had over a 7-foot wingspan.
You know what, Kel?
So
you
bring, I think that's the biggest one now.
You know, you bring up a good point. Really, the height doesn't matter. It's how high you can reach up or how high you can reach wide, because if a guy's, you know, 6'3" and reaching up, he's, you know, 8 foot tall, and there's a guy who's 6 foot, but he reaches up and he's 8'5", I'm taking the guy who's got the 8'5".
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good point.
I think you should do a standing reach instead of measuring from your head to your feet. So
that's very good.
That's what I'm saying. I could care less about how tall I am from my head to my feet. That's just all semantics of what people want to do. So, that's where I come into play on this. But yeah, I think that height is the most embellished figure or number there is out there, in my opinion.
This is good stuff right here. Kelly Kitchell with us, Purdue football analyst on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and Kitchell will stay on the football topic. Stewart's been very wound up this week in a good way about all the salaries for the Purdue football assistant coaches. What'd you think about all those numbers that Mike Carmen rolled out in the JNC this week?
I think I need to try to get on staff. I mean, come on, let's go. There's some big numbers out there. When you get your lowest guy at 150, and he's straight out of GA school and starting right out, and your coordinators are all about, they're pushing $500,000, and you know that's some good money. Now here's the thing: with those dollars comes expectations, like anything else, and you know it's they expect you to have your guys ready to play at a championship level, and anytime you throw big money out of them, their expectations go way up, but. I'm excited. That was something I know that a lot of our coaches at Purdue have fought for years. I know Danny Hope was fighting for his assistant coach pay to go up. I know Joe Tiller fought for assistant coach pay to go up. I'm sure Daryl did too. And Jeff Brown was able to have the backing and people, you know, that would allow him to be able to provide his assistant coaches, because you want this to be a destination where you have coordinators and you have assistant coaches that aren't always looking for somewhere better to be. And when you can put that kind of money in front of them, it makes West Lafayette a lot more attractive. We all know it's one of the best places to raise a family. It's got the best schools, and usually the climate's pretty good until this spring and it won't stop raining. But, I mean, you've got a terrific community here behind you. And now you get them the dollar figures that can set your family up for a long, long time. And you've really got something. And hopefully you can keep guys here and keep guys happy. And because when you're consistent with your assistant coaches, you can be consistent in your football program. I think you see programs like Iowa have been very consistent over the years because they've been consistent in their coaching staff. So, it's, you know, I think that's important, and I'm excited for them, and more power to them, man. I want people to be able to make as much money if you earn it, and, you know, there's somebody willing to pay that for you, go get it. Go get as much money as you can.
And, Kelly, I 100% agree with you, and I want to make this statement known to everybody listening that I think these coaches are worth every penny, because I don't know if people really understand the amount of hours and time and sacrifice these coaches put up for the program and for these kids. And the thing that I noticed, Kelly, if I look at this thing, which I'm super, super excited about, there's a picture being painted here that Coach Brom is really putting a lot of emphasis in that secondary. When you look at Marvin Grant, Jalen Graham, Cameron Allen, Niles Beverly, the three DBs they're bringing in, the amount of resources and money they put into those guys, and then you look at the amount of money in the secondary with Anthony Poindexter making $460,000 and Greg Brown, who we just brought in from Auburn, $410,000, and the only coach, defensive back coach in college football history to coach three Jim Thorpe Award winners. You're talking $870,000 a year is being spent back there. So I'm expecting big things from that room.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's obviously that's to get Greg here. It was going to cost him, and they were able to find the money for him. And again, I think that he'll be worth it as well. There's big expectations, and you want to make sure that you got guys here that'll get the type of players that can make a difference. But I think we all know, you know, in the sport of football, if you can, if you can dictate from the middle of the field, and you know, if you can get defensive ends can dictate a game, your safeties and corners can dictate a game. Backers are going to flow, backers are going to fill. You can scheme against backers a little bit sometimes, and make them wrong a lot. But I got to tell you, you know, your secondary guys, if they're wrong, it's devastating. If you got guys that are biting on play action, if you guys that can't get defensive guys set up, can't get the right calls in, those are touchdowns given up. If you get linebackers in the wrong place, you still got a line of defense behind you, right? You still got your safeties and your corners that can make a tackle 20 yards down the field. But if you've got your secondary that makes mistakes, those are touchdowns, and that's you can't have it happen. So I think they see the importance on that, and you're right, they're paying that group to make sure that those mistakes don't happen.
And Kelly, the main point of a secondary is not to give up, to limit plays, and not give up big plays.
That's right. Keep them in front.
Absolutely, Kitch. Always great to catch up with you on a Friday, man. We appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
Hey, well, you know, I'm 6'9" now, and 300 pounds, so I'm feeling good. I'm gonna try to keep growing for you guys. Okay.
We appreciate it. 10 feet tall and bulletproof, man. We love it.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Kelly Kitchell, Purdue football analyst.